This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today, especially following that February WASDE report?
Yeah, the WASDE report was a big deal. Not really. I mean, it was kind of a new non-event, but nonetheless, all these reports, you never know what's going to happen. And this particular one, it lowered the corn stocks for this year and next year. And also domestically and also in the this year for the global production. They took Brazilian beans to 180. A lot of people think they're going to be 182. So it's just the numbers were pretty much what they were looking for. The beans, surprisingly, are up 8 or 9. I don't know why, but not off the report. Certainly the corn kind of unchanged to a 0.5 cent lower, wheat down a couple. The big thing hanging in Vant Law, a couple things. One is South America. How big is the crop going to be? I've heard up to 82, 83. The USDA's got it at 80 now. We'll see what happens. Early reports, too much rain, so it affected some of the yields adversely, but we'll kind of watch that. It's in the early parts of harvest right now.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Growers have spoken, and they're raving about Storin corn herbicide. We surveyed over 1,000 customers who've made the switch to Storin, and 99% said they'd recommend it to a friend. That's right, 99%. With a 9 out of 10 satisfaction rating, it's clear why Storin is the herbicide customers can count on. But don't just take our word for it. Ask your Syngenta retailer or visit storinreviews.com to read testimonials from Storin users near you. Always read and follow label instructions.
At the close, March corn went unchanged at 4.28¾. March soybeans up 11¾ at 11.22½. March soybean meal up 3 even at 380 cents. March soybean oil up 58 cents at 57.27. On the Merc, February live cattle down 20 cents at 239.10. March feeders down 267 at 364.77. April lean hogs down $1.22 at 95.50. And that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.